My name is Dr. Terry Mason, and I am the Chief Operating Officer for the Cook County Department of Public Health, and I'd like to thank you all for joining the call today and for all the work that you continue to do in our communities during this difficult time. We want to be able to share information with you to support you in the work, so we're beginning a series of weekly calls to help address concerns and keep you informed. With the situation changing so rapidly, it's difficult to say exactly what will be on the next calls. But every call will include a situation update and will share guidance and resources. And we'll do our best to gather ideas from you so that we address the information you need. For today's call, we did solicit your questions. Information you requested by mail is either addressed in the presentation or we will follow up individually as soon as we can. So I'm glad that you could join us, and now I'm glad to turn over the call to Dr. Karen Joshi, one of our senior medical officers, to take us through today's information. Dr. Joshi.
Thanks so much, Dr. Mason. I just wanted to extend my thanks to everyone on the call as well, and for our staff for doing all the legwork here. So what is our current situation? As of today, March 24th, there are 1,535 cases of COVID-19 in Illinois. 323 of those cases are in suburban Cook County, and I regret to inform everyone that 16 deaths in Illinois. Of course, our the friends and families that have passed away. We're all at schools closed March 17th. The governor ordered other closings of businesses where large groups gather, including bars, restaurants for dine-in, bowling alleys, theaters, fitness centers, etc. Following that, last Friday, on March 20th, the governor issued COVID executive order number states that all people living in the state of Illinois are ordered to stay at home for essential activities. Essential businesses and operations must cease, non-essential travel must cease, and all public and private gatherings of any number of people outside of the home are prohibited. So, security for us. What does all of that really mean? You can continue your essential activities. By that, I mean you can continue to seek medical care, you can continue to get gas, pick up food, check up on your neighbors, help bring them groceries. You can go for a walk. You can actually go for a walk with a friend as long as you maintain 6 feet of distance between you two. So take your pet to the veterinarian if necessary. You can also go to any provider funded by the Illinois Department of Human Services, DCFS, or Medicaid that are providing services to the public. You can go to work if you work in an essential service. These include the following, and this is not an exhaustive list, but it's a list of those that are most relevant for today's call. We'll post the executive order in its entirety on our website so that you could refer to it if you need more clarification. So those essential services are those related to healthcare and public health, including pharmacies, dental offices, medical device manufacturers, and home health care. Also included are human service agencies, including any agency funded by DHS, DCFS, or Medicaid, along with shelters, businesses that provide necessities of life for economically disadvantaged folks, people with disabilities, or quote-unquote otherwise needy individuals. This list also includes essential infrastructure, which includes food services, sales, utilities, construction, and transportation. Essential government functions, such as first responders, law enforcement, and courts, and essential businesses, grocery stores, gas stations, animals, shelters, etc. We understand that's a lot to take in, and as I mentioned, we'll post the order in its entirety on our website. The order is meant to keep everyone at home who can be home and ensure that we have all access and provide the services that are needed. So I'm going to shift gears now and talk for a bit about what the Cook County Department of Public Health is doing to keep everyone safe.
Dr. Joshi?
Yes.
I just want to interrupt. Could everyone please mute their phones? Everyone please mute their phones so we don't have the background noise interrupting the presentation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Josie. So what is the Cook County Department of Public Health doing? We continue to work closely with healthcare providers as they respond to cases of COVID-19 in the community through support for testing, contact tracing, and case monitoring. And we're in close coordination with the Chicago Department of Public Health, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and CDC in these efforts. Of course, given the number of cases that we're dealing with, we're focusing our efforts on congregate settings of individuals that are at high risk, such as nursing homes. Our agency is also augmenting its operations to ensure that the public and partners get timely, accurate information about the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're going to continue to host weekly calls such as this one for community leaders, members, and other organizations to update you on the current situation and ensure that you know about new or changing recommendations and resources. We want to make sure that you have the information you need. We're available to answer your calls from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day at 708-633-3319. Again, that number is 708-633-3319. This is a new hotline set up to respond to questions about coronavirus. You can also get updates sent straight to your phone from Cook County Government and the Cook County Department of Public Health by texting Alert Cook. Again, Alert Cook, no space, to 888-777. You can also email us at ccdh.covid19@cookcountyhhs with your COVID-19 related questions. We also continue to promote community mitigation strategies to help minimize the spread and the harm of COVID-19 and flatten the curve. If you are an essential service and you're maintaining your operations, how could you do that as safely as possible? What can your organization do? Well, we urge that you remain aware. It's important for everyone to understand why people should remain at home when sick, especially when they're simply experiencing mild symptoms, which could be just like having a cold. This is because you could get others sick, and if those folks are at high risk, they could get very, very ill. If you or employees are sick, then you could easily spread COVID-19 to others. So we recommend that if you're ill with respiratory symptoms such as cough or fever, it's recommended that you stay at home for at least 7 days after you first become ill, or 72 hours or 3 days after your fever has resolved and symptoms are improving, whichever of those time periods is longer. Older adults and those with underlying chronic conditions such as heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes are at higher risk for getting very, very sick if they contract COVID-19. Please be aware of those on your staff or those you serve may be in this category and help them be vigilant about avoiding crowds, maintaining social distancing, and washing hands. It's also important to understand current testing. As I'm sure everyone in this call is aware, there have been significant issues from the federal level on down regarding the availability of testing. Right now, testing is only indicated for individuals who are at high risk of serious illness, again, such as those over 60 or those with underlying medical conditions. Please encourage employees or staff to call their healthcare provider with any additional questions. As testing becomes more available, for example, through hospitals, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, these recommendations may change. Testing questions are often submitted to us from partners or on our hotline, so I think this is a really good note for you to share with staff and clients. Unless there's an underlying health condition, we probably don't. simply act as if you have COVID-19, protect yourself and others, and stay home. It's also important that you know how to take precautions to keep clients and staff safe. Stay home if you're sick and stay away from colleagues if possible. We advise everyone to maintain a social distance of 6 feet or more. Promote hand washing and ensure hand hygiene supplies are readily available in your building. Additionally, if there's a break room at work, think about measures such as rotating lunch hours and limit the numbers allowed in the break room or lunch room at any time. Wipe high-touch surfaces as often as possible. Promote robust mitigation approaches such as thorough hand washing, cleaning, and offering hand sanitizer. Recognize. I also want to acknowledge that folks are looking for PPE, again, because of issues from the federal level on down. There is limited PPE available at this time, and the PPE that's available is being prioritized for use and distribution to healthcare workers. As additional supplies become available, we will share information with you. We also encourage folks, organizations, partners, individuals to get prepared. Anticipate that this response is going to last quite some time, and think about what you need to sustain the great work that I know you will. Identify resources that can support your organization in responding to the needs of clients and employees, and how best you can weather this storm. A few examples of resources that are available to small businesses and community organizations include small business loans up to $2 million through the Small Business Administration, the Federal Small Business Administration. Workers are able to sign up for expanded unemployment insurance benefits without waiting a week after losing their jobs. IDPH has submitted a series of waivers to the USDA in order to increase the availability and flexibility within SNAP programs. The United Way is working to administer the COVID-19 Community Response and Recovery Fund. And some partners have also asked for housing rents and rental assistance resources. Organizers like the Metropolitan Tenants Association, CETA, and the South Suburban Housing Center are all good places to start with housing rights and resources questions. And we'll have links to all this information on our website. Be sure to have a plan for yourself and for your staff. Take advantage of telework. Every business that can have employees work remotely should do so immediately. For businesses that cannot have employees work remotely, employers should take proper precautions to keep individuals safe in the workplace. Flexible leave policies, encourage leave policies, and offering paid sick leave. Consider staffing plans if staff become sick. What do you need to do to maintain operations? Whom can you call upon? I want to highlight a state initiative called Serve Illinois here that matches volunteers with service opportunities and is compiling an ongoing list of volunteer opportunities during,
you might recognize this t-shirt
during the COVID-19.
From the blind eye.
If you'd like to request that your volunteer needs to be listed, you can respond to a survey on the site. Include the website and the meeting follow-up information we post to our website tomorrow. Finally, take action. Care of yourself and your loved ones. In these challenging times, it's important to ensure that you're taking care of yourself so you can take care of others. Take a news break. Take a walk. Find some things that can slow down. I'm going to pause for just a moment and ask for folks to please mute their phones. Thank you. Continue to promote to the people you serve about COVID-19 to help find fear and confusion. Share resources that can support in the work that they do. We'll help you with this as much as possible by posting resources on our website and sharing them on the call. And just as a reminder, our website is www.cookcountypublichealth.org. I have answers now to share for just a few pre-submitted questions that you all submitted prior to this call. The other questions that were submitted have already been integrated into the talking points that I took from. One additional question we received those without a primary care provider or health insurance. I want to make folks aware that the Trump administration and Congress took an important step earlier this week by passing the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which provides free coronavirus testing to uninsured workers. According to Section 5 of the Act, the National Disaster Medical System will reimburse the costs of COVID-19 diagnostic testing provided to individuals without insurance. But again, remember, testing is still not widely recommended unless an individual is an older adult and/or a person with an underlying health condition. If a staff member or client does not have a primary care provider, you can seek care at a community health center or a federally qualified health center, which provide health care based on sliding scales. We can provide the web address for a clinic finder provided by the Health Research and Services Administration on our website. We were also asked about what to do if a staff member who has been working on site becomes ill. If a confirmed occurs in a client, we recommend that you initially close the facility for a short term to allow for cleaning. There are cleaning guidelines that you can find on the CDC website. We ask that organizations also take the following steps and that you recommend the following steps to your staff and to any individual who may have been exposed. Only close contacts of confirmed cases, so those are folks that were within 6 feet for more than 10 minutes, need to be quarantined, and this means that they should not come to work, go to school, and they should stay in their home and away from anyone else in their home. And that finally, I want to end by saying that contacts of contacts have no response. Do not need to close because contacts of cases have visited that location. That concludes the points that I wanted to share during this call. I want to remind folks to check out our website at countypublichealth.org. Again, we have a dedicated COVID-19 page, and we'll continue to share resources on that website. And I look forward to our next call at this time next week. Thank you all so much for making time for this brief update.